आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh today to launch multiple development projects. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 this morning. Death toll in Myanmar's earthquake rises to 1,644. India sends rescue teams and relief supplies to the quake-hit country under Operation Brahma. Chaitra Navratri begins with morning aarti in temples across the country. IMD issues heat wave warning for 6 districts of Odisha today. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Mumbai Indians by 36 runs in Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh today to attend several programs and launch a series of development projects. In Maharashtra, Mr. Modi will travel to Nagpur this morning, where he will undertake darshan at Smriti Mandir and pay homage to the founding fathers of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhav Rao Golwalkar. More from our correspondent.
This will be the first visit of any sitting Prime Minister to the RSS Smriti Mandir in Reshim Bagh area of Nagpur. Prime Minister will also pay homage to the central memorial of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar in the Dikshabhumi Stupa, where Dr. Ambedkar embraced Buddhism along with thousands of his followers in October 1956. During his visit to the city, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Center at Hingna Road in Nagpur and address a public meeting in the presence of RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat and Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis. Later in the afternoon, PM Modi will also inaugurate the loitering munition testing range and runway facility for unarmed aerial vehicles at Solar Defense and Aerospace Limited in the Bazargaon village of Nagpur district. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
In Chhattisgarh, Prime Minister Modi will lay the foundation stone, initiate commencement of work and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 33,700 crore rupees during his visit to Bilaspur district. More from our Raipur correspondent.
Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of NTPC's Sipat Super Thermal Power Project Stage 3 located in Bilaspur district. He will initiate the commencement of work of first super critical thermal power project of Chhattisgarh State Power Generation Company Limited. He will also dedicate to the nation three power transmission projects of power grid under Western Region Expansion Scheme. Apart from this, during the program, Grih Pravesh of 3 lakh beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen will be held and Prime Minister will hand over the keys to some beneficiaries under the scheme. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will today inaugurate a state-level cooperative conclave at Patna and also address a public meeting at Gopalganj in Bihar. The cooperative conclave is being organized as part of the International Year of Cooperatives. More from our correspondent.
Union Cooperative Minister Amit Shah will address a cooperative conclave at Bapu Sabhagar in Patna. The day-long conclave has been organized as a part of commemoration of International Year of Cooperatives. More than 7,000 delegates from various cooperative societies, PACs, FPO, Vyapar Mandal from different parts of the country are expected to attend the function. The Union Cooperative Minister will also dedicate and lay the foundation of various development programs and projects worth over 800 crore rupees. It includes inauguration and dedication of different initiatives of worth over 5,000 132 crore rupees, which are mostly intended to strengthen cooperative societies and its associated outfits. Earlier, after arriving Patna last evening, Mr. Shah held marathon meetings with Bihar BJP leaders in the run-up to the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. During the meeting, Mr. Shah encouraged party leaders and he stressed upon coordination within NDA. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The death toll in Myanmar has risen to 1,644, following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake. The country's military-led government has also announced that the number of injured has risen to 3,408, while 139 people are still missing. It stated that the numbers could increase as detailed figures are still being collected. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Naypyi Taw as part of Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HEDR materials, 60 para-field ambulances and NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay today, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Earlier, around 15 tons of relief material were sent to earthquake-hit Myanmar on an IAFC-130J aircraft from AFS Hindon. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has been actively playing the role of first responder in natural calamities and crisis-like situations.
Soon after the tragedy struck Myanmar, our Prime Minister conveyed his concerns and expressed that India was ready to all possible support to the people of Myanmar and the government of Myanmar. India, as you are aware, we have been actively playing the role of first responder in such situations during natural disasters, natural calamities.
A sharpshooter of the Mukhtar Ansari gang, Anuj Kanojia, was killed in an encounter with a joint team of Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force and Jharkhand Police in Jamshedpur last night. Additional Director General of UPSTF Amitabh Yash informed that Kanojia was killed in cross-firing. ADGSTF said that Kanojia, who was on the run for over 5 years, was wanted in 23 criminal cases, including murder, extortion, land grabbing and arms smuggling. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. The 9-day-long Chaitra Navratri festival began today with the morning aarti at temples across the country. Navratri is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her 9 avatars. The 9-day-long festival concludes on Ram Navami, which marks the birthday of Lord Ram. The festival is celebrated with great devotion across India, with rituals and prayers honoring the goddess in her various forms. Akashvani's Aradhana YouTube channel will present a series of special programs from today till the 6th of April for Navratri. Telugu-speaking people across the world are celebrating their Telugu New Year Day, Ugadi, today. The festival is being celebrated across 2 Telugu states, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh, to mark the beginning of the Hindu lunar calendar. More from our correspondent.
People of Telangana and Andhra Pradesh are celebrating the Sri Vishwavasunama Ugadi of the Telugu calendar in a colorful manner. People decorated the entrance of their houses with flowers. They savor special Ugadi chutney today, comprising neem flower, jaggery, salt, sugarcane, tamarind and mango to indicate 6 basic tastes and listen to Panchangam. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy will be formally launching distribution of fine rice to the BPL families in the state from Huzur Nagar constituency later this afternoon. Lakshmi, Akashvani News, Hyderabad.
The Marathi New Year, Gudi Padwa, is also being celebrated today across Maharashtra with a lot of pomp and show. The festival marks the onset of Vasant, or the spring season. People decorate their houses and doorsteps with Rangoli on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the occasion of Chaitra Shukladi, Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Navare and Sajibu Chairoba. In a message, President said, these festivals celebrated at the onset of the spring season symbolize the beginning of the Indian New Year. She said these festivals showcase our cultural diversity and promote social cohesion. The Jal Ganga Sanvardhan Mahabhiyan or Water Conservation Campaign will be launched in Madhya Pradesh on Gudi Padwa today to save every drop of rainwater. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will formally inaugurate the campaign at the Shipra River in Ujjain. The campaign will conclude on the 30th of June. More from our correspondent.
The statewide campaign will continue for more than 90 days. The initiative aims to improve groundwater levels and promote awareness about water conservation. The campaign will focus on rainwater harvesting, the revival of water sources, community participation, identification of Narmada Parikrama Path for water conservation, and Pani Chaupal at various places. More than 12 departments, including Water Resources, Narmada Valley Development Authority, Public Health Engineering, will collaborate on restoring water bodies. Pooja Pivardhan, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
India Meteorological Department has issued heat wave warning for 6 districts of Odisha today. These districts are Jharsuguda, Subarnapur, Sambalpur, Baud, Balangir and Kalahandi. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In response to the rising heat wave concerns across Odisha this summer, the Odisha government has reviewed the preparedness and management to tackle the situation. Chief Secretary of Odisha, Manoj Ahuja, held a crucial review meeting at Lok Seva Bhavan in Bhubaneswar yesterday. All the district collectors have been asked to regularly monitor the effectiveness of the directives issued to combat the heat wave. The Chief Secretary also reviewed the availability of water, particularly drinking water, across the state, especially in Jharsuguda, Sambalpur, Balangir, Sonpur and Bargarh districts. People have been advised to avoid direct sun exposure from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon and stay hydrated. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
Moving on to the world of sports, we have a detailed report from cricket, table tennis, football and chess.
In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat first, Titans posted a formidable total of 196 for 8 in 20 overs. In response, Mumbai managed to score only 160 for the loss of 6 wickets. In today's matches, Delhi Capitals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Visakhapatnam at 3:30 p.m. while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. In table tennis, India's Manav Thakkar made history by becoming the first Indian to reach the semi-finals of a WTT star contender event. He will next take on Thibault Poret of France in the semi-final this afternoon. Moving on to ISL football, Bengaluru FC thrashed Mumbai City FC 5-0 to book their spot in the semi-finals of the tournament. They will face FC Goa in a two-leg semi-final on Wednesday and on the 6th of next month. And in chess, India's Nihal Sarin has clinched the 2025 Tashkent Open Aghzamov Memorial title in Uzbekistan. This is Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. The devastating earthquake in Myanmar grabs headlines across dailies today, while back home, 18 Maoists killed in Chhattisgarh gains prominence in the newspapers. Myanmar earthquake death toll crosses 1,600. India sends NDRF team relief material to aid rescue efforts, writes Hindustan Times, while the Sunday Statesman reports India launches Operation Brahma to assist Myanmar. The Sunday Pioneer headlines 18 Naxals killed during Chhattisgarh encounters. CBI court acquits former High Court Judge Nirmal Yadav in cash at judge's door case, reports the Sunday Tribune. In business news, Financial Express Sunday notes India-US focus on mutual market access, adding tariff talks working out very well, says Trump. The Economic Times writes Musk's AI firm buys X in $33 billion all-stock deal. The Sunday Express headlines, key nuclear deal breakthrough, U.S. clears firm to build and design N reactors in India. And finally, seems like there's a healthy drink wave in the country. Financial Express Sunday writes that natural flavors shaking up soft drinks market. Indians cut sugar in beating the heat this summer. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh today to launch multiple development projects. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 this morning. Death toll in Myanmar's earthquake rises to 1,644. India sends rescue teams and relief supplies to the quake-hit country under Operation Brahma. Chaitra Navratri begins with morning aarti in temples across the country. IMD issues heatwave warning for 6 districts of Orissa today. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Mumbai Indians by 36 runs in Ahmedabad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.